Environmental Analysis, Chapter 6, Analyzing a People Group. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, define the term people group, explain what a people group analysis includes, identify purposes of a people group analysis, analyze a people group. Use your analysis to spread the gospel to this group. Key verse. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. Introduction. In the last chapter, you analyzed yourself in preparation for ministry. This chapter begins a series of lessons which explain how to analyze different environments in which you will minister. In this chapter, you will learn how to analyze a people group. You will learn in following chapters how to analyze areas, nations, and regions of the world, which are made up of many different people groups. A people group. The people of this world are divided by a number of barriers which may affect the spread of the gospel. There are geographic barriers such as mountains, oceans, and valleys. There are also political boundaries that separate countries. But people are also separated by cultural barriers. In general, culture refers to the differing ways people live in our world. Culture includes such things as languages, beliefs, values, social structure, customs, etc. These culture barriers have resulted in the development of various people groups throughout our world. A people group is any group of people where marriage and intimate life generally takes place only within the society. For example, a people group is a specific tribe, caste, clan, or lineage. When Jesus told his disciples to preach the gospel to all nations, the word he used for nations was the Greek word ethnos. A nation is made up of many groups of ethnos, or people groups. It is not enough just to reach a nation in general with the gospel. You must be sure that every people group within that nation hears the good news. When this is done, the whole nation will be evangelized. Jesus commanded that the gospel be preached to all peoples. If you are to fulfill this command, you must analyze people groups to determine how they may be reached, make a plan to reach them, and then put the plan into action. Analysis of a people group. When you analyze a people group, you study a specific group of individuals who are part of the same tribe, clan, or lineage. You study them socially, culturally, politically, and spiritually. You also analyze external forces from outside their group which affect their acceptance of the gospel. The purpose of analyzing a people group is to reach a people group with the gospel. It is research for the purpose of evangelism, not just for the sake of research. Be careful that you do not spend all of your time studying and never get around to accomplishing the purpose which originally motivated your study. Your study of the culture of a people group will help you determine how to best reach them. You can present the gospel in a way that emphasizes what you have learned about their culture. For example, when Paul ministered to Jews, he emphasized the Jewish lineage of Christ and presented himself as Israel's Messiah. When he ministered, he did not represent himself. He presented Christ as Israel's Messiah. When he ministered to Gentiles, which were other nations, he stressed different aspects of the gospel. Other examples are the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They all emphasize different aspects of the gospel which relate to the culture of the specific groups for which they were written. When you use the culture of people as a bridge to present the gospel, it is more readily accepted. Understanding culture can give you spiritual keys which will unlock the door to particular people. You analyze a people group to answer these questions. What people are to be reached? Who are you really trying to reach with the gospel? Where is this group located? What are they like? What do you need to know about their customs, problems, social structure, spiritual condition, etc., in order to reach them? Who should reach them? Will these people be reached easiest through a man or woman, through one of their own people, or an outsider? What qualifications will the person need in order to reach them? God has special messengers for reaching specific people groups. Paul was used by God to reach the Gentiles. Peter was used most effectively to reach the Jews. How should they be reached? What methods should be used? What will be most effective? The answer to these questions will help you determine your role in reaching these people and formulate a plan to reach them with the gospel. How to gather information. You can gather information for your analysis by prayer. Ask God to reveal what you need to know about this group and help you reach them with the gospel. God has divine knowledge of all peoples. Hebrews 4:13. Study of written materials. Study books and written materials about the people group. A list of possible sources of information is included in the appendix of this manual. Observation. Personally observe the group yourself. Interview. Ask questions of people who are leaders and members of the group you are studying. If there are believers already ministering to these people, interview them to discover what they have learned about the people. Sample interviews are included in the appendix of this course. Use the following outline to analyze a people group. You may not be able to answer all of the questions about a specific group of people, but answer those for which you can obtain information. What people are to be reached? Who are the people you are trying to reach? What makes them a people group? They should have several of the following factors in common. Check those which apply to the group you are studying. Same language, common political loyalty, racial or ethnic similarity, shared religious beliefs, common kinship ties, similar educational level, common residential area, similar social class or caste, shared culture, accepted ways of doing things, shared special interest, shared economic level, i.e., they're all poor or middle class or rich, unique health situation, different legal status, i.e., they're all prisoners or refugees, illegal residents, etc. Similar age, common significant problems, experience discrimination from others because they are part of this group. What other common factors can identify them as a distinct group? How many people are there in this group? Make a general estimate of the population if exact figures are not available. This will help determine the number of workers needed to reach them with the gospel. Geographical analysis. In what specific area do the majority of these people live? In what other geographic areas are they found? Note, in answering these questions, identify the people specifically, not just as all the people in India. Which specific people? For example, in India, you would identify a specific caste in a specific village. The methods you use to reach each caste in each village may differ. Obtain or draw a map of the country and mark the location of the specific group you want to reach. Obtain or draw a map of the local area where the people live. Begin to pray over these maps that God will allow the people in the areas to be reached that you have marked. Also use these maps to answer the following questions. What geographic factors will hinder the spread of the gospel? For example, is the area where they live difficult to reach? What geographic factors might be used to help spread the gospel? For example, are there natural routes of trade or travel along which churches could be planted? Does the location of this group make certain times of the year best for entering and reaching the people? For example, traveling into a remote area during the heavy rainy season might not be as practical as entering during the dry season, unless God would specifically lead you to do so. The roads may be impassable. Obtain information on the following factors which may hinder or assist in reaching these people in their present location. Distance to nearest major city. Distance to capital of country. Distance to established airport. Distance to usable airstrip or water landing. Do they have telephone or internet service? Do they have telegraph service? Distance to nearest rail station. Distance to nearest usable automobile road. Distance to nearest navigable river or sea. That means, can you use a boat to travel? What are they like? Social analysis. What is the basic social unit of this people group? For example, is it one husband, one wife, and their children, or are there several wives? Do people live separately in the basic family unit of a mother, father, and children? Or does the extended family live together, such as aunts, uncles, and other relatives all in the same household? Who is the leader in the home? Is it the father, mother, mother-in-law, other? You can use family relationships as bridges over which the gospel can spread. For example, if in a certain culture the father rules the home, he is your first target to reach with the gospel. His family will most likely follow after he accepts the message. Who are the community leaders? Who is the tribal chief, head of the clan or caste, leader in the village or town where these people live? If you reach them with the gospel, they can lead others to acceptance. Who makes the decisions in this group, and how are decisions made? You will need to know who makes decisions and how they are made if you must obtain permission to enter the village or tribe to share the gospel. What is their community involvement? With what are they concerned as a group? You can emphasize these concerns in your presentation of the gospel. Relate the message to meet those needs. How open are they to outsiders, people who are not a part of their own people group? Knowing this will prepare you for the level of acceptance you will experience when you first enter this group to share the gospel. What is their social level? Are they upper class, middle class, lower class? If the people are lower class with great physical or material needs, you may want to use a medical ministry or feeding program as a method to enter their group to share the gospel with them. What occupations are represented? How do these people make their living? Think about how you can use their occupation to gain entry to their group. For example, you may want to start a Bible study group at their workplace, or you might be able to share different methods of agriculture with farmers, etc. Who controls the financial and material resources of the group and or within each family? Credit, market, lands, jobs. You may need their assistance to obtain property for a church and finances for spreading the gospel.